Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Well, here's the latest information from the National Weather Service office in Paducah about the possibility of winter weather tonight into Wednesday morning. At the moment, it appears this event will have a greater impact to areas south of the region. Precipitation is expected to spread northeast across the region late this afternoon into the evening hours. Sub-freezing temperatures will be located north of the Ohio River as the precipitation arrives. The colder air will progress slowly south into western Kentucky later tonight. Now, north of the Ohio River and the Cape Girardeau area, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is expected tonight. In parts of western Kentucky around Hopkinsville, mainly liquid rain is expected. In between, a zone of icing is forecast along the Ohio River and much of southeast Missouri. Now, at this time, it appears that the zone from Poplar Bluff, Missouri to Paducah and Owensboro, Kentucky, is the most likely region to receive over a tenth of an inch of ice. Areas farther to the north will receive less precipitation, so only minor accumulations of ice are forecast. Now, the potential exists for around an inch or so of snow and sleet in the area north and west of the Cape Girardeau, Missouri, to Owensboro, Kentucky line. Precipitation should wind down by early Wednesday morning. In other news, the Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team captured second place in the Black Diamond Conference Tournament. FCHS went 6-1 on the day. Senior Sam Beach was named to the all-conference team for being one of the top scorers in the first four rounds. Fairfield defeated Trico, Cesar Valier, El Dorado, Edwards County, Vienna, and Hamilton County. They fell to Johnston City. Answering toss-ups for Fairfield High School were Sam Beach with 51, Amber Clark with 10, Ethan Kakak with 7, Chloe Hodges with 5, and Tyler Hooper, Gary Davis, and Cody Gothrop each with 1. Also participating for Fairfield were Cassidy Hayes, Hannah Odom, and Cody Todd. Fairfield improves to 34-13 on the season. They'll be back in action again February 17th at Newton for the Masonic Sectional Tournament. More news after this.
You have years of memories in your home, the most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
The Illinois Farm Bureau Activator has announced David Rice, state representative of the 109th District, has been endorsed by the local Activator Trustee Committee. Local trustee members unanimously endorsed Rice based upon his commitment to farmers, his belief in the rural way of life, and his dedication to fight for the residents of the 109th District in Springfield. Officials with the Illinois Farm Bureau state that the endorsement by IFB Activator places Rice in a group of individuals within the state who understand the leading role that agriculture plays in Illinois. Rice is facing a Republican primary challenge from Darren Bailey, another farmer from Xenia. Bailey is the owner of Bailey Family Farm. He's a graduate of North Clay High School in Louisville, received his AAS in agricultural production from Lakeland College, has served 17 years on the North Clay Unit 25 Board of Education in Louisville, and has served as the president of that board for 12 of those years. There is one Democrat running for the 109th District. Cynthia Given of Olney is running without opposition in the March primary. After graduating from Carmine White County High School in 1999, Wabash Valley College in 2002, and Southeastern Illinois College in 2007, Given opened a small business in Olney. The primary election is set for March 20th, with the general election set for November the 6th. 28-year-old Ashley N. Jolly has been arrested on a petition to revoke her probation on a conviction of being in possession of methamphetamine. She was a passenger in a vehicle pulled over by a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy early Monday morning on Southwest 7th at Wayne Street in Fairfield. Now, the arrest netted Jolly an additional charge of being in possession of drug paraphernalia after police located hypodermic syringes in her backpack. Bond, $2,520. Danny W. Stevens, 54, of Mill Shoals, was arrested over the weekend on a failure-to-appear warrant out of Wayne and Wabash counties. He was wanted in Wayne County for leaving the scene of an accident and in Wabash County for domestic battery. Total bond, $670. Rodney A. Esmond, 20, of Fairfield, has been arrested on a petition to revoke his probation on a domestic battery case. Bond, $1,520. Nathan K. Knavel, 30, of Flora, was injured Sunday in a single-vehicle crash on Route 45 at 1800 North. Police say Knavel's 2005 Ford Taurus went out of control near 1800 North, crossed the center line, and overturned, coming to rest on its top. Knavel was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital following the 4:30 p.m. crash. Miranda K. Fritchley, 21, has been sentenced to 30 months in prison on a possession of methamphetamine conviction here in Wayne County. The judge did give Fritchley credit for 18 days she spent in the county jail awaiting disposition of her case. Carmine City Police report the arrest of 30-year-old Alex R. Ricketts of Mount Vernon, Indiana, on a charge of driving suspended, bond $150 cash. Patty J. Hyatt, 56, of Crossville, has been arrested by Carmine Police on charges of being in possession of meth, possession of less than 10 grams of marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving on a suspended or revoked license, and for having no insurance. Bond, $7,500. Jedediah J. Locher, 34, of Crossville, has been arrested by Carmine Police on a warrant, charging him with failure to appear in court on a marijuana charge. Bond, $575 cash. And White County Sheriff's Police report the arrest Saturday of 28-year-old Kyle David Salm of Evansville, Indiana. Now, Mr. Salm called 911 to report that he was lost and stuck in a cornfield. While he could not give dispatchers his precise location, a check of his cell phone showed that he was located at 875 County Road, 1500 North, not far from Carmine. Well, police went to that location and located Salm. His car was actually parked in a private driveway just off the highway with his motor running. Police say Salm appeared to be confused and disoriented. A computer check revealed his license in Indiana was suspended. He was subsequently arrested on the driving suspended charge and his van was towed away. Bond, $150 cash. More news after this.
Rays.NewShop has a selection of filing cabinets, bookshelves, tables, and a king-size bed, and even a desk. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. They also have good compost dirt that is great for leveling yards or building up your garden for next year. They'll deliver it, or you can haul it as the weather allows. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. Ray's has American steel carport storage buildings and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and payment in full when installed, and these buildings are engineered certified to meet state codes. Ray's Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602.
Researchers at Illinois State University have received a $300,000 grant to work on a portable device that allows criminal investigators to test evidence in the field. Now, the school received the federal money from the National Institutes of Justice for the Mass Spectrometer Project. The device is about the size of a desktop printer and can analyze substances for certain chemicals. Associate Chemistry Professor Christopher Mulligan says it saves time and money transporting evidence to a laboratory for testing. Mulligan says the next stage of development is to see if the device can provide evidence that goes straight into the court system. He says another goal is to make the device easy enough for police to use in the field. Researchers hope it'll be ready for use within 5 years. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's auxiliary will be holding a big Valentine's Day bake sale and silent auction this Friday, February the 9th, all to benefit special projects and equipment purchases for the hospital. This Valentine's Day bake sale and silent auction will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the hospital's Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. April Grafsu, the hospital's Director of Nutrition Services, who's known for her sweet treats, will be making red velvet cake pops, Big Mama cinnamon rolls, regular cinnamon rolls, snack mix, specialty Valentine cakes, and a whole lot more. Items that will be in the silent auction will include a heart lap quilt, Valentine basket worth over $100, a small flat screen TV, wall decor, and a whole lot more. Pat Kinchlow, the hospital's auxiliary gift shop coordinator, has been refreshing the shop for the new year and has a few specialty Valentine's Day items and will be stocking spring merchandise now. For more information about this upcoming event, or if you'd like to donate an item for the silent auction, contact Charlotte St. Ledger at the hospital at 847-8297. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.50 per barrel. Today they're paying $57 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 94-year-old Dahlgren resident Chester Chetbrake died Monday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville, a farmer. He was a member of the Middle Creek Missionary Baptist Church, where he served as a deacon of the church for over 70 years. A U.S. Army veteran of World War II, he served in the 941st Field Artillery, Battery A, as a gunner. Some of the battles and campaigns he fought in included Normandy, Northern France, Ardennes, Rhineland, and Central Europe. He was awarded 3 overseas service bars, an American Campaign Medal, European African Middle Eastern Theater Ribbon with 1 Silver Battle Star, Good Conduct Medal, and a World War II Victory Medal. Survivors include a son, David Bradley Brake, and wife Donna of Dahlgren, 4 grandchildren, Benjamin Brake and wife Jana of Dahlgren, Timothy Brake and wife Sarah of Dahlgren, Steve Jamerson and wife Sally of Urbana, and Greg Jamerson and wife Julie of Effingham. 7 great-grandchildren, Colby, Kaylee, Caleb, Sadie, Kelsey, Haley, and Ashley, and 1 great-great-grandchild, Bobby. Funeral services for Chet Brake will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in Middle Creek Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning until the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Middle Creek Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Gloria Jean Lang died at 5:50 Sunday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Gloria received her undergraduate degree from Asbury University and her master's degree from Southern Illinois University. She taught history and civics at Center Street Grade School for 41 years before retirement. Survivors include her husband, Wendell Lang, a daughter, Angela Lang of Chicago, and cousins, Kay, and husband, Denny Shepherd, and Dorothy, and husband, James Dining, and their children. Funeral services for Gloria Lang will be Friday, 7 p.m. at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will be at 10:30, then Saturday morning, February the 10th, at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Family and friends who would like to attend the burial should go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Skilled Care Nursing Unit, the third floor, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Georgia L. Isle died Friday at St. Louis University Hospital in St. Louis. Through the years, she'd been a secretary at J.M. Jones Grocery Warehouse in Champaign, worked for Gas for Less in Fairfield, and also worked at Southside Cafe, which was owned by her husband, Jim. Survivors include her husband, Jim Isle, a son, Danny, and wife, Lisa Isle of Fairfield, the daughter, Roberta, and husband, Dennis Marshall of Sims, 4 grandchildren, Brent, and wife, Casey Marshall, Gary and wife, Amanda Marshall, Julie Isle, and Josh Isle, 7 great-grandchildren also survived, 2 brothers, Chris and wife, Lois McCulley of Owensville, Indiana, and Ron and wife, Reba McCulley of Wayne City, a sister, Clarice, and husband, Bob Jones of Homer, Illinois. Services for Georgia Isle will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn and Fairfield Memorials. It may be made to St. Jude Children Research Hospital and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 89-year-old Fairfield resident Doris J. Parker died February 1st at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She began her teaching career out of high school at the age of 17, earned her college degrees from McKendree University, taught many years at the Sims Grade School as the principal and the third and fourth grade teacher. She also worked many years at the Fairfield Public School District, retiring in 1988. Funeral services for Doris Parker will be 1 o'clock Saturday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Hammock Cemetery at Springerton. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Jonathan and Vaughn in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showroom to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat, and massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Time for a Tuesday check of sports. High school girls basketball last night at the 2A Mount Carmel Regional. It was Fairfield over Lawrenceville 51-34. Leah Bowers led the Mules with 18. Edwards County 71, Red Hill 33. Malia Schmittler had 17. Kaylin Nelson 14 and Jenna Schnepper 13 for Edwards County. You heard both games on WOKZ 105.9 and online at network1sports.com. At the Harrisburg 2A Regional, El Dorado 43, Johnston City 38. And at Jonesboro, 56, Wayne City, 33. At the 2A DuQuoin Regional, DuQuoin 66, Chester, 54. And West Frankfort, 67, Trenco, 39. Junior high boys basketball at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament. Quarterfinal action last night. Sisney loses 45-34 to Steelville. Bartelso, 56. Gorville, 18. Aviston, 35. Carrier Mills, 25. And Altamont Lutheran, 37. Rome, 34. Junior high volleyball action. Center Street took on Jasper last night. In the C game, Jasper and Center Street split, each team winning one game. JV contest, Center Street won in three games. Ending varsity match, it was Center Street winning in two games. On the schedule tonight, Fairfield takes on Hamilton County in boys prep basketball. You can hear that game on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com or Network1Sports.com beginning around 7:30 p.m. Sisney takes on NCOE, that one on 105.9 WOKZ and online at Network1Sports.com beginning around 7:30. Edwards County is at Johnston City. The JV game for that one has been moved up to a 5:15 p.m. tip because of the possibility of the winter weather down south. Wayne City takes on Woodlawn. Grayville hosts Centralia, Christ Our Rock Lutheran. Carmi White County at home against El Dorado. Flora hosts Salem. Odin is at Mulberry Grove. South Central hosts Effingham St. Anthony. And Dietrich at home against Sandoval tonight. Lawrenceville is at Bridgeport Red Hill. West Frankfort hosts Massac County. Marion is at Murfreesboro. Hardin County goes to Union County, Kentucky. Christopher is at Chester. Cesar Valera is at Waltonville. Zeke Royalton at Gorville. Thompson at Gallatin County. Egyptian at Don Golan, Alvarado at Galatia, Hope County at Joppa, Crab Orchard at Carrier Mills. High school girls action tonight in the 2A Mount Carmel Regional. Fairfield plays Mount Carmel at 6. That's followed at 7:30 by Edwards County versus Forum. In the 2A DuQuoin Regional, Hamilton County takes on DuQuoin at 6 p.m., followed at 7:30 by West Frankfort versus Vienna. And in the 2A Harrisburg Regional, Harrisburg takes on El Dorado at 6, followed by Carmi White County versus Anna Jonesboro at 7:30. Junior high boys basketball on the schedule today, SIJHSAA Class M State Tournament semifinals at Bryn Lake. Pontiac plays Nashville at 6. Johnston City plays Christopher at 7:15. And that is a Tuesday check of sports. Your forecast calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high 32. Tonight, 70% chance for snow, low 20. Partly cloudy 32 tomorrow. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 40. Partly cloudy 45 on Friday. And for Saturday, scattered showers with a high 45.